One of the brachas that we recite every morning is the bracha of Elokai Neshama. So Elokai Neshama is a little bit of a tricky bracha because Tosus points out it doesn't follow the regular rules of Hilchos Brachos. One of the rules that govern Hilchos Brachos, brachas generally begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, which is of course strange. Why doesn't Elokai Neshama begin with that? So there are different answers to this question. There are some who suggest that maybe Elokai Neshama is what we call a bracha smucha lechaverta. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that when you have a series of brachos, so the first bracha begins with Baruch, but the subsequent brachas do not. Say, for example, in Shemoneh Esrei, so the opening bracha starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, but all the other brachas do not. They all kind of piggyback on the first Baruch Atah Hashem. Well, you have that at least to a certain extent in Birchas Hamazon as well. So maybe Elokai Neshama falls into that category being a bracha smucha lechaverta. The only problem is which smucha lechaverta is it? Which bracha is it following? So there are different opinions there. Some who say maybe it should follow Asher Yotzar. The person recites Asher Yotzar in the morning, then they immediately say Elokai Neshama. It's a Samsidurim printed. So maybe it's piggybacking off of Asher Yotzar. There's one opinion in the Rishonim that says that maybe it's following another bracha, the bracha of Hamapil. That's quite a long smucha lechaverta, a couple of hours of sleep in between. So some want to say maybe that's the reason why. So Tosfos says that the Pesachim actually suggests the third reason, when maybe it's in fact not a smucha lechaverta, and it still doesn't have to begin with the words bracha Hashem. Why is that? Because Elokai Neshama being a bracha is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really a bracha altogether. It's actually a tefillah rather than a bracha. And therefore, it's not subject to the rules of Hilchos Brachos. A similar type of a bracha / tefillah, Tosfos points out, we have the same concern when it comes to Tefillas HaDerech. Tefillas HaDerech is also the same question, why doesn't it start with Baruch? So the Maharam Ruthberg says it really should, and the only reason why it doesn't, because you usually say it following one of the other brachas, following an Ahamichya, following perhaps an Asher Yotzah, following some other bracha that you introduced in Tefillas HaDerech, where that is the source of the practice. And some have to take a little bit of food and then recite the Tefillas HaDerech right after that. But Tosfos writes that's not necessary. Tosfos writes that Tefillas HaDerech as well as Elokai Neshama are not really brachas. They're really more in the category of tefillos, therefore they're not subject to the rule of beginning with Baruch Atah Hashem. So if you want to bring a strange raya, so I happen to have noticed that on the app of Elokai HaDerech, which tells you all your brachas, all your tefillos, so there are two different categories. So there are categories of brachas and there are categories of tefillos. So you can check which one Tefillas HaDerech is in. So apparently the WhatsApp, the app, is passing like Tosfos against the Maharam Ruthenberg on that one. What if a person didn't sleep? Can one recite Elokai Neshama? So this is a further question. If someone warned, if you didn't sleep, you can't say it. So we run into this question when it comes to Shavuot morning or other Mishpah night, people are up all night. Hopefully they're not up all night for other things except for learning. And therefore, should you recite Elokai Neshama? So the other folks can say, I want you to try to hear it from somebody else. If there's nobody else around, so then when you get to the bracha for us in the Chai HaMeisim, so you should have in mind that it also covered with the Eved Elokai Neshama point to many, because it's at least a similar kind of a theme. So the bottom line is, if you're up the entire night, it's preferable not to say Elokai Neshama according to our practice. Try to hear from somebody else, and that's the option. So at least with the Eved, you can be Yotzui B'Chai HaMeisim. A wonderful thing.